Today, there are some 10 million jobless Americans walking the streets with little hope of finding a job. In my own state of Connecticut, there are 178,000 people without jobs, about 12% of the workforce. The costs of high unemployment are paid not only by the unemployed, but also by those Americans who are lucky enough to have jobs. We pay socially in terms of bitter youth and battered families. We pay economically in lost tax revenue and lost GNP, lost goods and services that might have made our country richer and better. Today we turn from a recognition of these costs of unemployment and the severity of our situation to the task of charting the road back to full employment, to a healthy and growing economy. The road back is not going to be easy and it isn't going to be cheap. But the failure to start on the trip back will be more costly. We must look to new combinations of tools. Public employment monies should be used to find jobs which will create other jobs. In this way, we can use public funds as seed money, as investment capital. We can look to jobs which build and rebuild infrastructure in our decaying cities. For example, funds to employ people in renovating a decaying plant or a decaying theater result in private sector jobs for the people who then work in that plant or that theater. Counter-cyclical aid programs help our cities and towns when their unemployment rate is astronomical, but are phased out as a town recovers. This program should be reenacted by the Congress and signed by the President. If this two-year period of stagflation, inflation, and recession together has taught us anything, it should have taught us the importance and necessity of long-range planning. Currently, no one in the federal government is charged with the responsibility of looking ahead, of warning us about the future, and I want to tip my hat to both Senators Humphrey and Senator Javits, who have been in the forefront in this effort. Meaningful tax reform is also a route to economic recovery. There are many different views represented around these tables, and maybe you participants can combine some of those views before the day is up into a route map for full employment. What monetary and fiscal policy, what programs offer us the surest, fastest route to full employment without double-digit inflation?